grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It is not Merrick Garland Day. The Attorney General of the United States, he gave a public speech, and I didn't find it overwhelming, let's just say. Some did take great heart in the speech, and some think, including John Dean. John Dean was, what, Nixon's White House counsel. John Dean's appeared on this show. It's been some time, but John Dean was tweeting out today that the Trumpsters should not sleep well. Little bit of an explanation. Then we're going to the phones at 844-967-2789. The quote that got everyone's attention, apparently, including John Dean's, was that, well, let me read it specifically. He tweeted it, at any level, Attorney General Merrick Garland, according to John Dean, on who we will, who will be held responsible for attacks on democracy, Donald Trump and his co-conspirators should not sleep well. Another legal eagle, Andrew Loeffler, said, bold statement by A.G. Garland. I like it. No, boldish. Another tweet out from Loeffler. Garland wouldn't say something like that if the DOJ wasn't going to make a move. And then one other legal expert, Harry Littman, said it also makes it at least a tad harder to refuse referral from Congress backed by strong evidence. Every indication, and Liz Cheney's out on front on this, she is the vice chair of this January 6th committee, she's looking awfully hard at perhaps issuing a criminal referral to the Department of Justice on the guy who either stood by or incited the violence on January 6th. And she has done a little more than implied that that is former President Donald Trump. So if Congress makes a referral in light of the, you know, we're going to investigate and prosecute on all levels, John Dean seemed quite impressed by that statement. I took note of that statement, but, you know, the proof is in the pudding. Last time I checked, he hadn't even gotten around to holding Mark Meadows in criminal contempt yet. When he does that, you know, that'll be a small move in the right direction. 844-967-2789. What are your impressions? The Attorney General kind of left me wanting. Jeff from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, I would say that's a little bit of weak sauce there, but didn't Trump pay $3 million for a recount in Wisconsin, and it turned out he's a bigger loser than we thought?
Yeah, mathematically speaking, I think they found more ballots that were cast for Joe Biden. I think numerically, after the recount, Trump lost by a larger margin. And that's been confirmed like three other times, Jeff.
So I'm really, you know, I'm not understanding where all this fraud is happening. And, you know, maybe CJ or somebody else could call in and say, tell us exactly what's all happening.
But it's not the fraud, because, of course, they cannot offer you any proof of actual fraud, Jeff. Because the only fraud I saw happened at, like, the Villages in Florida. Some Trumpsters double voted. But numerically speaking, that didn't change any outcomes. I mean, there's always going to be a few that are willing to risk charges for, you know, because they're so passionate about their politics. But ultimately, Jeff, other than a handful, and I'm talking a literal handful around the nation, there is no proof of fraud. So what Republicans will say is that their followers, well, they think that it was a rigged election. But thinking it awfully hard doesn't make it fact, Jeff. And in fact, most of these Republicans know better. They won election on the very same ballot that they question the legitimacy of. Well, they don't question their own elections, do they, Jeff? I've not heard a single Republican saying, maybe I wasn't legitimately elected.
Absolutely not. Well, thank you, Crute.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. 844-967-2789, an old familiar name, Bill from Oconomowoc. How you been, Bill?
Hey, great. And how, I got to give you a pat on the back and a great shout out. I'm glad you have another station. I'm listening to you on it. You do a wonderful job. What you do is you give Wisconsinites a chance to deal in reality, not fantasy, reality. And your points are just so well constructed and well made. You just touched on one that I can't agree with you more. They never questioned the election when they won, And let's say there was just as much fraud then as there is when they lost. But they didn't care about it then. But getting back to the point of what you do, you just do a wonderful job. I hope this is the beginning, not the end. I hope you expand to more stations. I hope you're all over the U.S. People appreciate when they're talked to as, you know, as intelligent, not ignorant. There's a certain amount of people that love to drink downstream from the herd, and we know what happens to them. But Mike and your whole group, thanks. You're just awesome. Have a great day.
Well, Bill, I'll take credit for this. I got some really great people working with me here at Devil Radio and at our new affiliate in Waukesha, WAUK 540 AM. You can hear that everywhere in eastern Wisconsin. And we've got 101 FM in the Shaw. Very proud, very excited that we've got more affiliates. And I think if I added it up, Wisconsin's got about 5.8 million people. And I think our signals, clear signals, you know, we got four combined signals here in the state of Wisconsin. I think we're covering about 3 million people. I think we're covering more than half the prospective voters in the state of Wisconsin, Bill. So, you know, that's a start. We'll see where it goes. But why limit ourselves at the, you know, at the water's edge? Why not go worldwide, buddy? 844-967-2789. My pal PT from Milwaukee, another old name, old friend. Welcome back, Paul.
Hey, hey, Crute. So, you know, I listened to part of Garland's thing, and I was actually impressed. You know,
what was impressive to you, Paul? What part of that impressed you? His pronunciation of vociferous?
No. Actually, he was talking to all the, you know, the liberal progressives that want justice done today, and they want him, you know, to get all these criminals and throw them in jail, and basically saying to them, no, we don't do it that way here. Maybe Trump's do it that way, but not this DOJ. We're going to do it in a methodical, nonpartisan way. And he also talked about, you know, the freedom of speech. That is protected, but not the freedom to threaten. And that is not protected. So, I've heard it from this show, and I've heard it from MSNBC, that Garland isn't moving fast enough. Well, he's got a big freaking job right there. And there's thousands of people who are involved in this investigation. I was pleased with what he said. I really was. So,
Paul, you know what I take encouragement by? And I read at least part of a Post article on the coverage of the Garland speech. And they got the Trump apologist, Jonathan Turley, from George Washington University. And Turley said, you know what? We don't have any grand conspiracy. We don't have like 1,000 people that all got together. And Paul, here's an ironic headline, and I appreciate you listening, buddy. Thanks. Hopefully you're listening on our new affiliate, 540 AM, WAUK. But literally tomorrow, a new website's going online. And here's the headline, Travis Geddes over at The Raw Story. More than 1,000 public figures exposed as accomplices to Trump's effort to overturn democracy. I'd call that a pretty grand freaking conspiracy. And all their names, they're calling it the Insurrection Index. They've identified 1,011 individuals in position of public trust, including current or former government employees, that played a role in the former president's bid to hold onto power despite an election lost, as well as 393 organizations that were determined to have taken part in Trump's attempt to overthrow American democracy. At least that part's being reported by The Guardian. Here's a quote. These are folks who silenced the voice of American voters, who took a validly held election and created fraudulent information to try and silence voters. That quote from Christina Ball Owens, executive director of the voting rights group PublicWise. A little bit more from her. They have no business being near legislation or being able to affect the lives of American people. Now, I'm looking forward to this list going public because tomorrow I'm looking forward to, let's just say, amplifying a few of the names on the list. Because some of those people, the public figures, they're Wisconsinites. They live in my backyard. 15 Wisconsin Republicans, including 14 assembly members and one state senator, wrote letters to Mike Pence on January 5th asking him to basically not certify the election here, the electoral outcomes in the state of Wisconsin. Above and beyond that, there were 10 fraudulent electors that presented themselves under fraud because Joe Biden won the state of Wisconsin, but they claimed Trump had. And they created fraudulent documents that resembled the actual elector documents. So while the Democrats were, you know, picking their duly slated electors and casting their votes for Joe Biden, well, Republicans were perpetrating a fraud in real time at the very same time at the Wisconsin State Capitol. And there were 10 on that list. And one of those guys, Bob Spindell, I've named him quite a bit of late, he's a Wisconsin Elections Commissioner. Do you think he should be ongoing? Because I have a few, let's just say I'm a skosh skeptical. I'm a little suspicious, as Ron Johnson might say, that Bob Spindell's actually got, you know, sort of a nonpartisan electoral best interest in mind. Because he's proven. He's willing to commit crimes. A little bit more here about this insurrectionist list. The index will go live online Thursday on the one-year anniversary of the January 6th insurrection. And it will include 147 members of Congress. All Republicans, I suspect. You think any Democrats are on that list? I don't think there are. 147 members of Congress who objected to the certification of President Joe Biden's electoral win, as well as state legislators, school board members, and other elected officials across the U.S. who questioned the election results or took steps to impede certification. I wonder if they include the fraud perpetrated here in the state of Wisconsin in that list. A quote from Mark Elias, a legal advisor to PublicWise. You know Mark Elias. He is a Democratic lawyer. Here's what he says. We are one, maybe two elections away from a constitutional crisis over election subversion. If we don't recognize who was behind the attempt to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power, then next time we will be less prepared and it may succeed. Elias called on Democrats to strengthen their efforts against Republican attacks on democratic institutions rather than making voting rights just one cause among many. One more quote from Elias. The central theme of the Republican Party today is undermining free and fair elections. Under Trump, that has become a credential within the party. Yes, it has, Mark. And we can't let those folks win without a fight, because if we do, we lose our democracy. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, appreciate your patience. Welcome back, my friend.
Oh, not a problem. And did I hear earlier that something about them destroying some of the records that were requested in conjunction with the Gableman fraud?
We're not clear if records have been destroyed, but there were records provided by one participant in, let's say, email communications. And the other end of the communication is the Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss. And Voss refused to supply his end of the very same communications. So he's already caught, Mark. They already know. Perhaps he destroyed the evidence, or perhaps he is just withholding evidence from justice. But the district court wants him to be deposed under oath, and the Speaker of the Assembly. I mean, I don't know. Is he going to claim he's a Trump kid? I don't know how he's going to, you know, get away with not being deposed, Mark.
Another insurrectionist supporter, probably, that who knows how many of these, you know, like you were saying, I mean, the Bob Spindell, the guy is one of the only ones that the Racine County sheriff didn't want arrested and jailed for what they supposedly perpetrated.
And the interesting point is Bob Spindell voted the same way as the other elections commissioners the first time. It was only to the second time that he reconsidered. It was a 5-1 vote. I guess they didn't hold him accountable for his first decision. Only, you know, the more well thought through Trump supportive second decision. I mean, the felonious actions of the Wisconsin elections commissioners allegedly was to give advice during a pandemic. That's their job. That's what they do. You don't have to like the advice, but it doesn't make it a felony. Mark Thompson, a Wisconsin elections commissioner, will appear tomorrow at 4:50 right here on the Devil's Advocates radio show. You know, in deference to the fact it's January 6th. Today is the eve. Come back with us.